Hello,
what's up, everybody? Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. And, of course, welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm the second best friend, Matt, and to my left is my beautiful, educated, talented, stylish Tiger Taylor. We hope you are growing
every
day.
And your best friend, your number one best friend.
Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we want to say thank you for listening to our show. Please take 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. Out of your day, rate and review us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear some feedback. So today, we're talking about fashion accessories. Dressing down, but being overpriced. Fashion socks, and of course, eyeglasses, do's, don'ts, rims, actual glasses, or just frames. So what's up, buddy? Number one, how are you today?
Hey, number two. I wanted to start off today with, I was listening to a podcast today, and Tim Ferriss asked his guest, what is one thing you challenge your friends, or challenge my listeners, rather? What do you challenge my listeners to do today? What is one thing to do by tomorrow? Complete this by tomorrow. And he said, handwrite a thank you note to someone that you needed to write for a while. And I thought, oh my gosh, instantly my old boss I thought of that I haven't worked for in probably 5 years, but I left him in a crappy way. I left him in a great way, but then I came back and I said, can I have my job back? And he said, come in and interview and we'll discuss it. And I said, okay. I go to the interview that he sets up. It was like Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And I went there at Tuesday at 4 o'clock. I went into his office, and he said, here's an application. By law, you have to fill it out. And I said, okay. He goes, go ahead and fill it out while we're chatting. I was like, all right, awesome, man. So I just fill it out, and we just talk. We talk about kids. We talk about sports. We talked about life. We talked about how the industry was doing. He says that he doesn't need to interview me. He would be more than happy to have me back. I was thrilled. I left there on that Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and by Wednesday at 5 o'clock, my current company at the time found out that I was looking to leave, and they offered me a substantial amount of money. An unbelievable amount of money to stay, to not leave. And it's not like I was going to a competitor. I was getting out of the industry that I was in to go back to one that I used to be in. And I made a childish decision. I was old enough to know better. I was still too young to care. I was probably 26 years old. The right thing to do would have been to pick up the phone, explain to my old boss, which was now my new boss, had I shown up, and thank him. Just, hey, here's the situation. Thanks for hiring me back. However, at this time, due to this, I'm not going to leave. Or, I'm going to stay where I'm at. But I didn't. I said I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow came into a week, which came into a month, which came into about 6 years ago. And I've never forgot about it. I've always felt like I owe him something. I came to him because I was unhappy where I was, and I needed to provide for my family. And him being a business owner could provide me financial security and stability to provide for my family. And he opens his business back to me, which my wife owns a business. So I understand how personal your business is. To open it up to an employee is like bringing someone into family. And he brings me back in, and then I disrespect him by avoiding him. Over the last 2 years, I've talked to my wife about typing up a long letter in Word and printing it off and mailing it to him. And I've never gotten around to it. Because this or because that, because I wasn't accountable, because I lied to myself, because I allowed myself to be lazy, because procrastination set in, because the chains of habit were too heavy to break. And today when he said that, I thought, you know what, that's exactly what I'm going to do today. I'm going to spend the day writing by hand, in cursive, something I have not done in years. I quit writing when computers became a $300 thing, something that on a paycheck you can buy a computer. Maybe someone can give you a computer. You have access to a computer. People quit writing. That's why handwriting letters is considered a lost art. Today I've spent time in thought and spent time with pen to paper. I feel good about it. I want to brag on this occasion. I want to get your input in a moment. And I would like to extend this challenge to people who are listening to us that didn't listen to Tim Ferriss' guest. Write a letter to anyone that you know you should have said something to a bit ago. Just write a thank you letter to somebody, okay? I also went to Walmart and I bought a thank you card that I will put inside as well. And tell them to please read the letter. The card is just a gesture of thank you. Matt, I've wrote 2 pages so far and I'm not done writing, because there's a lot that needs to be explained. There's a lot that needs to be said. He's a business owner who started his business at 21. And now he owns multiple businesses. He's a serial entrepreneur. Successful when it comes to monetary and business, where we want to be someday. And he shared a lot of insight with me. He told me he saw a lot of me, what was inside of him that led him to where he's at today. He told me that when I was 26. He mentored me before I understand what a mentor was. So I didn't take his mentoring as earnestly as I should have, because I just felt like, oh, he's just giving me advice. Well, what he's doing is he's trying to give me a head start. He was trying to put me on base instead of standing on home plate and having to swing at the ball. He was trying to put me on first and start to point me, to tell me to run to second. I was too young. I was too foolish to understand it at the time. However, how long of a note is too long of a note to write tonight, Matthew? I'm on 2 pages and I'm not done. Should I wrap it up? Because his time is valuable like everybody else's time. Or should I write till I'm done talking?
The way I see it is whenever your emotions and your love is done flowing from the ball of your ballpoint pen, then you are done. That's when it should be the end.
Okay, perfect. Absolutely. Matthew, I challenge you tonight, while you're getting ready for work tomorrow, you named off a laundry list of things. But I challenge you tonight to write a thank you note to anyone that you need to say thank you to.
Mm. Well, there's nobody in my life right now. I appreciate it, though.
Well, I do challenge you. I challenge you to find somebody.
With the friends that I have, yeah, no one for sure. But I will do some deep.
You need to write Frank a thank you letter.
No, I'm
so,
good. I'm good.
For being such a great friend to your friend. So,
just
being a best friend to my best friend.
Will you do me a favor and just tell him that it will be in the mail, and if he wants to wait for it, that's his prerogative.
Sure.
And just stand outside with the mailbox and wait on it.
You can just say, thanks for being a best friend to my best friend. So, but that's my challenge to everybody. I think it's going to mean more than just typing something up and printing it out.
Yeah, to me, a handwritten note or a handwritten love letter is way more important than email. Or whenever it's your it's your birthday, and everybody say happy birthday to you on your Facebook or send you an email, I'd much rather you call me in person and we talk, or you text me in person.
Ooh, I like that. So you know that, hey, you didn't just remember because of Facebook.
Right. It's more in deep, in depth. You know, it's that
sure.
feeling that you get. Hey, I'm going to take time out of my day to actually call you and talk to you.
Amazing. Well, my friend, I don't want to take up too much of the show because this show is not about that. I just needed to get it off of my chest and explain it to you and get your thoughts and opinions. Let's move right along to what the show's topic. I just talked about a moment ago. I don't want to make this letter too long because I want to respect his time. I don't want this show to go too long because I want to respect the listener's time.
No, my friend, we got 3 hours to burn. We're good. So,
hey, did you hear that, audience? He's telling you how long you're going to listen for. I'm just glad
that's
that
right.
you're here.
You're going to take 3 hours, and you're literally going to get on iTunes and write everything positive about Matt Tiger POS.
Yeah.
And that
if you have something negative to say, then lie. Yep, I said it.
Yeah.
Lie. Lie through your teeth.
So, dressing down, what is your thoughts? With this new fad, this new grunge 90s slash...
Well, I can't wait to dig in.
Kanye West.
I can't.
Style.
Ooh. That's why I'm so excited about this, because you get so blood red mad when I bring up Brendan Schaub. And
dude.
Yesterday, on Brendan Schaub's podcast, he had Whitney Cummings on.
Oh, she's funny.
She's hilarious. But she's friends with Brendan. She used to date Schaub, and she's, like, good friends with Callan. So, he was talking about, you know, he was wearing these pants, and she's like, oh, I didn't know you were an extra in Michael Jackson's Thriller video. And he's like, oh, you're going to mouth what I'm wearing? And she's like, did you buy your jeans with all those rips in them? Or are they just really old, you know? And he's like, I'm sorry that I'm ahead on fashion. I'm sorry that I, you know, care about how I look. I'm sorry that I'm, you know, fashion forward and this and that. So he was talking about dressing up everywhere
Wait,
you go.
Let me stop you right there real quick. Did he
sure
just
enough.
Say, oh, I have holes in my jeans and I'm fashion forward? No, you should be
yes.
fashion traveling back into time, back to 2005, back to 2002, to 2005, if you're fashion. No one that I know, besides, not even the homeless people around here in Kansas City wear holy jeans anymore, or tapered jeans. Come on now.
Go ahead. So, he was talking about wearing those.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him, or, you know, and he starts apologizing, sorry, I'm ahead on fashion. Sorry, I'm this. Sorry, I'm that, you know. And then she goes, listen, sometimes it's nice to dress down. And he said, never. I don't care if you're going to lunch. I don't care if you're going to brunch. I don't care if you're just running to the post office. You dress to impress anywhere you're going. If you leave your house, you need to look your best at all times. Because you never know who you're going to run into, especially being a celebrity, is what he said. Because when they see a celebrity out, they don't want to see him wearing pajama bottoms, a holy T-shirt, and a ball cap. They want to see the celebrity look larger than life. You know, look the role, look the part. Take care of yourself, you know? Have a fresh haircut. Your facial hair be trimmed. Your clothes to the nine. He said that's something that no one does anymore. And Whitney Cummings kind of chimed in, and she said, listen, the fad in L.A., to look like you don't give a shit, but you actually give a shit. And her fashion advice was, Matthew, you look better in a $10 Oxford than you do in a $200 hoodie. That's the problem, is people will go out and buy a $200 hoodie to look like they don't give a shit. However, they spent $200 on that hoodie. She said, you look better when you wear a $10 Oxford versus a $200 hoodie? Thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
You're the fashion.
Yeah.
Yes?
No.
So even if I have a hoodie for $200, you don't care?
No, I don't care about you. As I'm wearing a hoodie right now in front of my
you don't care.
My computer.
Well, you don't care about me anytime.
That's true. Now, this is the thing. I don't say dress
for
your
that
best.
Friday.
Dress with purpose. Yes, I believe that you should dress your best, but I think you should dress for purpose wherever you're going to go. If you're going to go to the grocery store, you don't have to wear a three-piece suit. A nice pair of jeans, maybe some Sperry's or some boat shoes with a nice, maybe a sweater or a polo or just a button-up. It just depends. You can go casual. You can throw a sweater over your button-up and still look nice. But if you're going to wear solids, then pick offsetting colors. Like the other day I wore a purple V-neck, but I had a white, crisp, Oxford button up underneath with my cufflinks on. Made sure that my cufflinks were showing and my watch were showing, just to show a little flash. Dress with purpose wherever you're going to go.
Dress with purpose.
Because you never... You never know who you're going to meet. You could meet your wife or your husband. Searching for cucumbers.
A business
you
partner.
Never know. Right. You never know.
Because there a little
as we talk
there, Matt? How dare
you?
This is a children's show.
As we
how
talk,
dare you,
Thursday on first impressions. I gave everyone tips on first impressions. So it takes 3 to 5 seconds for someone to judge your appearance and judge you. So, yeah, look nice. Make sure that you're everything's fitting well. You're not baggy. You're not wearing pants that are below your butt. Come on.
Because you're looking like a fool
or older,
with pants on the ground.
Yeah. If you're 25 and older listening to the show, if you're still wearing Nikes or tennis shoes with your jeans, GTF. GTF. Literally. You
GTFO.
Please go. Yeah, GTFO.
Yeah,
just
you
got to
get out of here.
No.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is I'm very guilty of wearing blue jeans, Nike shoes, and then nice up top, like I'll have an Oxford on with a sweater over it.
But why
are
you canceling each other out? It's like,
sure,
hey,
I don't know. We talked about this. This show is definitely for me. This show is more for me than anyone else listening. I promise you. I have the worst fashion out of anybody.
It's literally saying, I'm going to eat this apple, and after that, I'm going to eat this pizza. You're canceling each other out wearing
an
Oxford.
What I do is I put caramel all over my apple.
Yeah, but this whole new thing about Kanye West's $2,000 shoes, $15,000 T-shirt, I have no clue. You basically look like trash if you wear that. It's a solid
sure,
color.
His shirts are super long,
ripped up.
Solid color. Yep.
If you really want fashion advice from a movie star, George Clooney is the best. Absolutely, hands down. George Clooney. If you ever look at him, he's wearing just a plain T-shirt, gray, black, or white. He wears a black and white suit, very classy, very simple. Simple is sophistication to me. It's beautiful. I'm all about simplicity. But this year... This spring, I think it's going to be all about color. Men's socks, men's suits, men's shorts, men's shirts. It's all going to be about vibrant colors this year. Very vibrant colors. I'm talking about pastels. I'm talking about neons. Blue is going to be hot. You're going to see all different types of blue, teal, yellow. Tons of blue, though. You're going to see a lot of blue.
Tons of blue, yellow, vibrant colors. Mm-hmm. This is stuff to keep in mind, kiddos. Because I just don't
and
know.
I think
and Matt was telling us the other day to step our sock game up. I wear all black Hanes socks that come up just below my calves every day underneath my work uniform, which are slacks, bottom, you know, They're kind of a slack of work, slack material, almost like a Dockers slacks. Yeah. And I'm just wearing Hanes. Great socks. That's it.
Now, since I do work in the fitness and health industry, when I'm at work, I just wear just the low-cut sport ankle socks. Just below the ankle. It's more for physical activity. That's what I wear. But whenever I'm out, I always send Tiger a picture of my socks. I make sure I have nice socks. Cotton, silk, cashmere, synthetics, very nice socks. Now, whenever I go with my pattern, sometimes I go neutral, or I do bright solids, or my favorite are patterns and novelty ones. Like, I'll have bright patterns, stripes, polka dots, pinks, blues, purples, neon, and then whenever I get to the novelty ones, I could have mustaches, I could have dogs, I could have university logos, a whole bunch of stuff. Sky's the limit. I could have pizzas, I don't know, anchors, love it. Because I think the socks are an extension of my suit, and I love them. But whenever I wear the socks, if with my wingtips, I make sure that I have nice laces. The laces will draw attention to your feet, especially a woman. Because a woman will look down at your feet. They judge you on your feet. But men, they look straight ahead. So that's the difference between us. So if you're wanting to catch attention from a woman, make sure you have nice laces, nice shoes, and nice socks. Just a little heads-up tip.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome. Keep your sock game sharp, man. And nowadays, the style is to wear your jeans a little short and your slacks a little short to show off your shorts, you know, because, you know, maybe an inch or two shorter than you would normally wear, but it shows off your shoe game better. And whenever you're showing off your jeans, you got...
What it will show off is mostly that. I'm going to give you the anatomy of a sock, pretty much. First, you have your cuff. So it will show off a little bit of your cuff, but mostly the leg. The leg is the link. And that's the real eye catcher, is the leg part. So you want to catch that. You want everyone to catch that leg of your sock. Very beautiful, though.
Nice.
But if you're like me and you have big calves and big legs, then it's tough to find good socks. Because you stretch them out, and if I get novelty ones, sometimes my little bears look like freaking polar bears sometimes. Because my calves and legs are big. So if you have that problem,
man,
just stick with solid socks. All right, buddy.
I have a high insertion calves, so my lower part of my leg is thin, and then it gets big at the top.
Yeah, you'd be really good at novelty socks. Novelty and patterns you'd look great in. So if you find some patterns and novelties, you'd look really good in.
So why don't we give a shout-out to a sock brand that you're always repping, and you spoke with them on Twitter the other day, and they're a brand that you believe in, you wear, you like. What brand is that, so I can set my sock game up?
Happy Socks. It's a Sweden-based company, established in 2008. I really loved their socks. They're amazing socks. You can get athletic socks. You can get, like right now, I seen their Twitter the other day, and they have, like, the 80s throwback socks. Like, the Saved by the Bell, all those designs.
Yeah.
Have those. Yeah. It's really cool. Actually, let me see if I can get a picture for you, Tiger, and I'll get a picture of them. They're really sweet. But yeah, Happy Socks. If you are listening, I would love a free sample, and I'll rate and review you for sure. So what's your favorite accessory? Do you wear glasses, Tiger?
Yes, I do. I have the world's worst eyes, and for years, I ignored it. Until my mother-in-law got my daughter harassing me about being blind. I can't see a score on a basketball. Like, if I'm watching a basketball game, Oklahoma City Thunder play, I cannot see the score without my glasses. I can see the game. I can see everything going on. I can't see how much time is left. I can't see what quarter we're in. And I cannot see the score. It's just blurry.
Right.
So,
What style do you think your, or what shape, sorry, what shape do you consider your head or your face? What shape is your face? I'll tell you.
Like an oval?
Okay. So, with an oval,
you think it's kind of oval?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, well, you have a round, because an oval comes to a point, I think you more have like a round face. Because I've seen you have full cheeks, you have a nice, beautiful, rounded chin, amazing chin of glass.
Mm.
And every time I see you in square glasses, I absolutely love them. To me, whenever you wear those square frames, you're strong. It provides a contrast of your face. Now, if I was you, I would stay away from small frames and short frame glasses. I have a pair of what I call Harry Potter glasses, but they're round glasses, and my face works really well with them because I have a square head. But yours would make your face look more rounder if you had oval glasses.
Mm.
Or round glasses.
We don't want that.
No, we don't. So if you have a square head, a square face, I say round and oval eyeglasses, dark and bold in color. Now, I'm very keen on only three colors of glasses. Black, brown, or white. It's only three colors I go by. I just ordered a pair of white glasses the other day just to stand out whenever I go to meetings or networking so they'll have something to remember me by.
If you don't have bad eyes, should you wear them as an accessory?
I don't think so. I see the basketball players, Westbrook and everybody like that, they're just wearing the frames. If you want to, that's fine, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think it's popular. What do you think?
I have
to
no
me,
idea.
I
wouldn't wear glasses if I didn't have to. I guess that's my answer.
Exactly.
If I didn't have to wear these, see, I would not wear them. And I don't like the idea of contacts.
I wear contacts every once in a while. I went to the eye doctor the other day, and I got to get some new ones. But, yeah, I enjoy them. Sometimes it's really nice to go swimming without glasses. I've always had glasses my whole life, so contacts are a big blessing.
Hmm. See, me, I can get by if I don't wear my glasses. I just can't see far away small print.
Yeah, I could probably get by, but I would be in a car wreck. I would kill somebody. I would, I don't know.
In other words, you're for sure blind as a bat.
Yeah, I'm legally blind. So I'm like Mr. Magoo. So.
Okay. So, hey, Matt. I think we've covered everything we want to cover today, so I want to bring up something different.
Okay.
How freaking handsome is Ryan Reynolds? He has been our man crush and our wannabe since the movie Just Friends. I think it came out in 2005. We have been obsessed with him since then. We both watched the movie this weekend. We both have the Men's Health magazine featuring him. How handsome is that guy?
Well, I've been a fan of Ryan Reynolds ever since Two Guys in a Pizza Place back in 1999, when he really got first on the scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't
love me some Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, love me some Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
How handsome is this guy? He's getting better looking as he goes. Do you realize that?
I'm telling you.
He is more handsome today than he was in 99.
He's only 6 feet tall, 6'1", I think at most, and like 210 pounds. I just looked up his workout, and I'm going to do it for the month of March. I'm going to do his Deadpool workout. It's really cool. I'm excited to do that. It's high reps, low weight. It's going to be pretty interesting. A lot of body movement, push-ups, pull-ups. But, man, he looks like a stud in this movie.
Yeah.
I did want to copy his style when he had the fur jacket and the girl from, I can't remember, what were those girls' names? Blanche.
Oh, yeah.
Who were those girls? The Golden Girls. The Golden Girls. Whenever he had that wool jacket and he had Blanche,
uh-huh.
I think that's her name. No, Dorothy. Dorothy was her name from the Golden Girls tank top on. I don't know, man. He was just beautiful in that movie.
Yeah, good grief. How old is he?
I don't know. I could check. Let me pull up my computer real quick. How old would he be? Because he was back in 98 when he first got on the scene. What did you like about the movie?
You know what, man? It was just fun. It was an entertaining movie. I'm not really into that style of movie. I didn't know who Deadpool was until Ryan Reynolds played him. I'm not into superhero comic book style movies. But Ryan's in it, so I went and saw it. I love his witty personality. That personality was the Just Friends personality, which I'm a sucker for the movie. So I liked it for those reasons. But I watched it because I'm just such a Ryan Reynolds fan. I don't give a – look, I watched Green Lantern. You know, The Proposal is one of my favorite movies. I enjoy those type of things from Ryan. When Ryan is that Ryan, I think he's at his best.
That's what I enjoy. Yours personality remind me of
yours.
Yeah.
If you ever showed your personality on the show, people would know exactly what we're talking about.
I was thinking this last night when I went to go see it. If I was a superhero character, I'd be Deadpool all day. The way Ryan Reynolds played him, I'm that kind of person.
Sure.
His age is 39.
You're the guy. You're the dummy. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. You're the dummy that's being tortured talking crap. You're the dummy that doesn't know when to shut up. You're the dummy that no matter what's going to happen to you, you're going to continue to talk. You always have something to say. You don't know when to shut up, and neither did he. So that's a bit of a spoiler alert. I gave you guys plenty of notice, but that's what Matt means. He's witty. He's sarcastic, he's funny, and he constantly has something to say.
Now, did you think he had a better body in Blade Trinity?
I think he was more ripped up in Blade Trinity. I bet he was 15 pounds heavier, pure muscle, in Blade Trinity. I like this look. I like the long, lean, slender Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
it looks more closely
lean
to how he's actually built. So I liked it.
Yeah, he looks great. Absolutely my favorite. There was a few things, if you want to check a glimpse of him naked, there was quite a few scenes. No clothes on.
Hi-yo.
Package
Hi-yo.
Just swanging.
And you know what I did?
I
stood up in the movie theater and I yelled, pause it! And I made him slow motion every part. Everybody in the movie theater was like, what is going on? And I made them do it in slow motion.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is the best. I absolutely love him. Because that's my
twin. You do resemble him. You're trying to be funny, but you do resemble him.
You know, whenever I was
in your personality,
whenever I was working,
friend.
You always... Our group always told me that, but whenever I came to Kansas and started working at GNC in the sales, the owner of the store came in one day, and he was like, you know what, you really look like somebody famous. I was like, oh, okay, well, tell me who. He's like, you look like a bigger version of Ryan Reynolds. I was like, oh, well, thank you.
Thanks for telling me I'm a gross-looking version of Ryan Reynolds. I appreciate you.
Exactly. And then he fired me. So, I don't know. It's just whatever.
Anything for my self-esteem.
Yeah. Well, it's because I was giving 50% off of everything in the store.
Just like you did me with shoes.
Yeah. So, if you're ever in the area and you know I got a sales job, just come see me, bro. I always got that stuff. Okay, now this Deadpool did not have Ryan Reynolds and a beard until whenever he was in the hospital. Ryan Reynolds with the beard or without a beard or a little bit of stubble?
Stubble.
Stubble?
But he pulls off either, yeah, and he pulls off either look, my man. He pulls off either
yeah.
look. He's so timeless. But it, like his stubble in the Men's Health magazine.
Mm-hmm. And see, if you notice, when he's wearing clothes, it's all solid color clothes. I just Googled him right now, and I'm looking at all his pictures. It's all solid colors. There's no print. There's no anything. Unless he's doing, like, a funny stunt. And then he's, like, jeans and T-shirt.
Sure.
So, yeah. Solid, man. Solid. Classy. Timeless. There's no way you're 25 years old wearing T-shirts that have Budweiser or some kind of logo on the front.
Ooh, yeah, no, for sure. That's like high school when you think you're getting away with something cool.
Yeah. I mean, I have a shirt that has a little dinosaur on the front, but that's whenever I just go out for the weekends and like, because I'm married. I don't dress up for anyone anymore besides my wife.
Sure. Awesome, buddy. Well, I love it. I think we were insightful. I think we were entertaining. I think that we talked about the points that we wanted to talk about. It's better to spend less money on dress clothes than it is to spend a ton of money on casual clothes. You'll look
yes.
better in a $10 Oxford than you will a $200 hoodie. You may wear, you know, sweatpants that cost $150, but if you have a nice pair of, what do you call them, chinkos for $40?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in Oxford or something, you know, I don't know what you'd wear with a chinko. That's Matt's department. I'm talking out of turn. I'm just trying to say, you can buy a $200 hoodie and $150 sweat, and you're not going to look as good if you wore chinkos for $40 or Oxfords for $10. Just try to think about
right.
it. Try to save yourself some money. Try to wear nicer clothes. Remember colors. Don't be afraid of colors. Don't get a white Oxford and khaki chinos. Chinos,
yeah.
whatever they're called, you know. Don't wear
yeah.
bland colors. Don't try to dress down. Look, wear bright. Wear nice colors. Wear these vibrant colors Matt was talking about.
Now, gentlemen, let me talk to you real quick. As being a bigger male, my advice to you is if you want to look slimmer, wear bright bottoms. That means gray, white, red, blue, yellow, and wear a dark top with that. It will make you look longer and thinner. If you always catch me out, that's what I always do. I always wear a dark top and light pants. It makes me look thinner. It'll elongate your legs and make you look taller. So that's just a little tip.
Little tip. I love it. I love it. I love little hacks tip. That'll work. All right, guys. What's tomorrow's show, Matt? Give us tell everybody why they should tune in tomorrow.
Well, the reason why you should tune in is because you get to spend 30 minutes to an hour with yours truly, Matt and Tiger. Tomorrow is Motivational Monday. Of course, we could get off subject and talk about style again. Who knows? Or we could talk about office meetings. Or we could talk about travel. Who knows? We just are here to help you become the best you possible in all aspects of life. Now, Tiger, please end this with a quote and tell us what BLS stands for, my friend. And get back to your Sunday night, everyone.
Get back here Sunday night. I can't remember who it is. Who said it? It's not an original quote. It's but it says, "Be true to thyself." Who said that, Matt? Be true to thyself.
It wasn't. It's in the Bible, my friend.
It is? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Be true to thyself. Wear clothes that are true to you. Be yourself, because yourself is good enough. be true to thyself. Guys, here at Books, Life, and Stuff, we like to say BLS stands for three things. If you want to, or two things. If you want success in our BLS, Books, Life, and Stuff, it also is a secret. And I'm going to let you into what Books, Life, and Stuff secret is when we call it BLS. It's a secret. And you're our friend. So I'll tell my friend secrets. Ask Matt. He knows a lot of
secrets. Yeah, no secrets. Keep them here.
No secrets safe here. Because I'm telling you, I'm letting you in on a secret because we're friends. And BLS, Books, Life, and Stuff, there's a hidden secret that unlocks success. The B is for belief. Believe in yourself. Be true to yourself. Know yourself. Love yourself. And believe all things are possible with you. Believe you are meant for everything great. Believe you deserve it. Believe it can and will happen to you. Believe. Take whatever field, or in my case, Matthew's case, fields that you are interested in, and simply learn. Learn all you can about your respected field. Learn all you can. Certifications, college degrees, seminars, books, audiobooks, podcasts. Absorb all the information you can about your desired field and learn all you can. And when you add your belief in yourself and all the things that are possible, when you add belief and you top it with everything you're learning, you're surely to succeed. Tune in tomorrow after you log on to iTunes and rate and review it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Matthew and I both have Snapchat, and we snap what books we're currently reading, what we're doing for the day. And follow along on Snapchat. It's fun. Let us know that you're following us because you heard it on the podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes and put your Snapchat name and we'll follow you back. Just let us know that you heard it here. The reason why you followed is because of this show. Until tomorrow, guys, we're going to be dropping some motivation on you. Motivation. Matt, what time is that show tomorrow?
Tomorrow's show will be at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, guys. I don't want you late. Matt, again, what time is that show tomorrow?
I believe the time will be 7:30.
Ooh, 7:30. We're switching it up on you guys. Hope you're paying attention. We'll be here at 8. So, guys, we love you. Hugs and kisses to everyone. Thank you for tuning in again. Remember, BLS stands for three things. Believe, learn, succeed.